with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, August 27th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegen. Well, let's recap yesterday around the sports world by taking a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. And we are starting on the golf course, specifically at Willow Creek Golf Course, where the Lamaris Community Boys Golf Team, boy, they continued their run of success this season, winning a triangular at home with a score of 298 as a team. The win came over Bishop Heelan, who had the Bulldogs' number all of last year. Lamar's head coach Nick Knapp says this one was big for his team to get.
2 years ago, I think we beat them every time with our team that was, you know, what I would call loaded. And last year, they did not let that happen. They beat us every time, I think, last year, every time we matched up. So it was good to get the first one out of the way. And I think the boys are starting to see that the practice that they're putting in and the time that they're putting in is starting to pay off.
And that win is Lamar's third triangular victory in a row, winning three out of their first four meets of the season. Coach Knapp says he is thankful that the guys can hone their craft with a great course in town to set them up well for competition days.
We have 27 holes. We have three practice greens. We have a giant driving range. So we're able to do a lot of things that most of the other teams aren't. You know, you drive to all these courses, they don't have driving range. They have small practice greens. They just don't have that opportunity. So we're allowed to, you know, play our tournament golf. And then we really just hit a lot of golf balls and chip a lot of chips and putt a lot of putts out here on the practice greens.
And of course, to get under 300, Lamar's had to have scores that were pretty low all the way up and down the lineup, led by Wyatt Leonard scoring a team best 70. Coach Knapp says he and others were determined to put a strong showing on the board in a home contest.
Wyatt stepped up today. He shot a 70. I know he's been trying to be the top person in a tournament since we started, and he finally did it. He got Drake by two strokes, so that was good. In the middle of the lineup, you know, newcomers Owen Schrunk and Carter Morris. It's really cool to see them shoot their, you know, I think it was 83 and 84 out of both of them. For guys that have never played before, it's really awesome to see, and I just hope they can continue to get better.
Yeah, and after three straight wins, the Bulldogs are feeling very confident heading into the month of September. Coach Knapp says this has shown the guys what they are capable of doing on any given day.
I would feel like that we feel like we can beat anybody in the conference at this point. We've seen everybody. East is still very good, but I think they caught us very early. And now, you know, when we play them again, and we'll probably have them a couple more times in the next couple weeks, it'll be very interesting to see how we stack up against those Sioux City schools.
The Bulldogs will be back in action coming up on September 4th with a triangular in Council Bluffs. The Bulldogs' score of 298 was 24 strokes better than Bishop Heelan's 322. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson was also in attendance and shot a 438. The individual leaderboard, we mentioned Wyatt Leonard's with his 70. Drake Brownmiller was second overall with a 72. Austin Sousamill, third overall with a 73. And then Carter Morris tied for fifth overall individually, shooting an 83 on the day. Some really good scores for the Bulldogs, again after their third meet win of the year. In other boys golf action in the Missouri for Activities Conference in Sioux City, Sergeant Bluff Luton won a triangular over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Sioux City West with a 319. Abe Lincoln shot a 322. Then in Council Bluffs, it was Sioux City East beating a triangular there with a 290. Sioux City North shot a 320, and Lewis Central shot a 337. Yesterday was also the start of volleyball season for our area teams, and we head to Minnesota, where the Akron Westfield volleyball team was able to get their season started at a quad hosted by Hills Beaver Creek. Unfortunately, we only have one score to tell you about at the moment, but it was a good score for the Westerner volleyball team as they were able to sweep West Sioux 2-0 by scores of 25-23 and 25-6. We will get you some of those other Westerner scores once they become available to us. We've also got some other volleyball scores from some of the area conferences. Be sure to check those out. You can do so on our website at KLEM1410.com by hovering over the sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. We're going to take a brief break from our football previews that we've been doing here the last few days on our sports updates, and we're going back to the volleyball court, where the Galen Catholic volleyball team will be taking the court this season under new leadership. Jesse Bonenkamp is the new head coach of the program after Dan Goble had led the team for the last three seasons. Coach Bonenkamp says she is transitioning from the assistant to the head coaching role well, thanks to some help from many around her.
I've had some really good mentors. Dan's been great at helping me kind of navigate the ropes. Joe, as well as the AD, has kind of been giving me tasks and things like that to do. My coaches as well have been a great help, and definitely feeling the weight of a little bit more pressure, a little bit more like questions coming towards me, but I think I'm handling it well, and I'm actually really enjoying it.
The Jays went 15-12 last season, having their season end early in the regional quarterfinal round. And the Jays were young in some spots last year, and it definitely showed late in the year. Coach Bonenkamp says developing some volleyball IQ early should help the team be successful later in the year.
I think we are running quick-paced volleyball. The one thing that I want us to bring in is a little bit more volleyball IQ and helping the girls understand a little bit more of court awareness rather than just getting out there and playing the game, understanding what's coming at them and how to move accordingly. And I think the girls have been adapting to that really well. Our back row looks really solid. I'm very excited to see them in live play. Our hitters have made great progress over the last few months. Harder hits, more accurate. So just kind of excited to see how that's going to translate into play on Thursday.
And after running a 6-2 rotation last year, the Jays will be relying on just one setter this season to run their offense. Addie Castle is taking over the sole setting position as a sophomore after splitting the role with Rizaiah Sitzman last year. Coach Bonenkamp says Castle has adapted to that change well early in the year.
She's definitely adjusting to the court really well. It helps that we have Amber, who was a setter for many years under Meyer, and then she went off to college to play as well as a setter. So her coming in with the setter knowledge is just phenomenal for Addie. They've been working a lot together, and Addie's gaining court awareness. She's getting more comfortable with her sets. She's getting more comfortable with her setters. I think the biggest thing is now Addie gets to set all the hitters, and so rather than just focusing on maybe like three or four, now she gets to just deliver that ball for all of them.
A bit of a question mark for Galen Catholic heading into the offseason was their back row, with Galen graduating their top three defensive players in the dig category off last year's team. But they seemingly have appeared to not miss a beat this season. With a new libero and some changes to the back line, Coach Bonenkamp says that unit has shown some great things early on.
We're scrappy and nothing really hits the floor. We've got Ella Rulin stepping up into the libero position, and the girl's hungry. She wants every single touch. She wants every single ball. And same with Delaney Kearns. She's the exact same way. I mean, a part of me was like, do I run two liberos? And I'm like, why, when they're both so great? If I can have them out on the court at the same time, that would be phenomenal. And then Addie Logan as well. I mean, props to her. She was a setter for 3 years, and now she's coming in playing solely DS, and she's been adjusting to that position really well.
As the first matches of the year inch closer, Galen's putting some extra work implementing some key strategies and philosophies for the new year. Coach Bonenkamp says the Jays are focused on playing efficient volleyball to limit chances for miscues in long rallies.
We're trying to eliminate the amount of rallies we're going into, really making sure that we emphasize that the more rallies we're in, the more tired we get. And so if we can get that first ball kill and we can set the tone and the pace, then we're going to be just fine. But really kind of working on spreading the net and getting our hitters to execute. It might not always be a hit. Maybe it's a push. Maybe it's a tip. But seeing the court and being smart with the ball.
The Jays will be opening their season coming up tomorrow with a tournament in Sheldon. Their home opener will take place on Thursday, September 4th, with a matchup against West Sioux in that newly renovated gym that will get its first live action in varsity competition coming up next week. Well, nothing's on the sports schedule for today, but we continue to inch closer to the start of the high school football season. Make sure you stay tuned to KLEM 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. We'll give you all the details on how to tune into high school football throughout this season, and you can get some more information by logging on to our website, KLEM1410.com. Coming up in tomorrow's sports update, we'll plan on giving you another football preview. We're going to talk all things Galen Catholic football with head coach Jeremy Schindler. similar. And we're also going to highlight one of our local athletes that is overcoming an injury that sidelined her for a long time, but she is back and ready to go for 2025. Make sure you stay tuned to our KLEM Sports Update coming up tomorrow to hear both of those items. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegen.